Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kaiju Carnage. I am your host, Cal the Kaiju Guy. So, what's up, everybody? Good morning. How's everyone doing today? It's been a little while since I've posted on here. It's been a week. It's been a good while since, I don't know. I can't remember how long it's been since I've done, since I didn't do a Kaiju Rama or a Kaiju Havoc or anything, and I do apologize for not doing those. I've been extremely busy this past week at work and not getting off until, you know, I got called out a few times and everything. And there was one time, like, I was on my way home and I was like 15 minutes down the road and I had to turn around and go back to take care of some work stuff and everything. So yeah, I've been very, you know, very, very busy and all of that. And also me and Emily got some things going on here at the house and all of that. That's been taking up a pretty good chunk of my time and everything. So yeah, but I'm here today to discuss something. I never thought that I would honestly discuss. I'm not going to be talking about a movie today. I considered doing the film 65, the dinosaur film with Adam Driver, and that's probably what I'm going to do. You know what? Let's go on ahead and announce that. A week from today, I'm going to be doing 65 starring Adam Driver, the dinosaur film. So we'll be doing that. But, so today is going to be really more like just a regular little discussion. It's kind of me breaking some news here and there, but, mostly it's just going to be me talking about something. And, you know, yes, those of you that's already seen the title, you read that correctly. I'm talking about Godzilla versus Superman and just a whole general thing about that particular matchup. And the reason why is because it got announced that this October, DC Comics is releasing a limited series. I believe it's going to be four or six issues, one of those. And it's going to be called The Justice League versus Godzilla versus Kong. And it will be the MonsterVerse iterations of Godzilla and Kong. Now, not a whole lot to my knowledge anyway. Not a whole lot is known about the overall plot, the overall story. A hype image has already been released. Now, if this is going to be one of the covers of one of the issues, I do not know. But it basically shows a Godzilla footprint, and in the center of that footprint is a torn-up Superman cape. You know, basically meaning that Godzilla and Superman are going to throw down. And whenever I first saw the announcement, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I think it's cool, but at the same time, I was like, man, it's a little one-sided, don't you think? I'm gonna go ahead and throw this out there. A lot of Godzilla fans are probably not going to be very thrilled with some of the things that I have to say on this episode, because I am 100% Team Superman in this matchup. That's just all it is to it. Whenever I first saw the announcement, like I said, I thought it was cool. But yeah, I was almost immediately like, man, that's a little one-sided. Like, Superman would wreck Godzilla and Kong. Like, it could be both of them trying to take on Superman, and Superman would wreck them. Like, I do not even view it as a fair matchup. I just don't. Like, don't get me wrong, you know, I love Godzilla. You guys know I love Godzilla. I've been helming a Kaiju podcast for 2.5 years. I have a Kaiju YouTube channel. I have a Kaiju TikTok, which is really more turning into the Gunpla stuff that I'm into on TikTok and everything, because the Gunpla community has been extremely kind to me on TikTok. I would be posting the Godzilla stuff left and right, and I would get a few reactions. I'd be lucky to get a comment or anything like that. But since I've started posting, like, my Gunpla stuff, man, people are coming out of the woodwork to support me. Like, that's a fun kit, and I've shown off some of my Gundam collection that I've got, and they're just coming in and talking about how great some of the kits look upon completion and all of that. I've actually got a poll going on TikTok right now at the time of this recording as to which kit I'm going to be building today. So if you want to partake in that, just go check out my TikTok, which is Cal the Kaiju Guy, and you can vote in the comments for which kit I'm going to build today. But anywho, so like I'm a big Godzilla fan. I'm a big Kaiju fan. You guys know that. I am a bigger Superman fan. And I'm going to go on ahead and state it because I think that this is a problem in nerd communities nowadays, depending on any fandom that you're a part of, whether it's Kaiju or DC Comics, Marvel Comics, Hogwarts, anything like that. I do not view myself, I do not now, I never have, and I never will view myself as any type of authority over any fandom that I'm in. At the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, being part of a fandom is about having fun, enjoying yourself, making it a hobby, whatever. Like, just enjoy yourself. There's nothing wrong with getting heated every now and then and having fun, fair debate, and all of that kind of stuff. I'm all about it. I have not had an actual debate with anybody in a long time with anything concerning comics or anything like that, because people take it too seriously. They legit get mad. I mean, like, and they'll start attacking you, insulting you. They completely avoid the points that you're making and just go to your character and all of that. And so that's one thing that, like, I was telling one of my friends the other day that I'm like, don't get me wrong, I love that nerd community stuff has become much more mainstream like it is nowadays, to where you can literally walk into any store and you're gonna find Marvel stuff, DC Comics stuff. Like, it's everywhere at this point. But part of me, I told him, I said, part of me misses the old days where it was like just a select group of people that was into it, because with more exposure, more toxicity has come out. And, I mean, I told you guys about whenever Godzilla vs. Kong was coming out, and I said that I sided with Kong, and on Facebook and Instagram and all that, it was unreal the amount of messages and comments that I got from Godzilla fans that were saying, "You're stupid. You don't know anything about these two. How dare you even suggest that Godzilla would lose this fight," and all that kind of stuff. And you guys have heard my argument before, where they would sit there and be like, "Oh, gee, I wonder who's gonna win, the giant ape or the walking nuclear factory?" And I would say, "Well, I'm pretty sure the giant ape has a better chance of beating the walking nuclear factory than the giant moth that you people seem to love so much." Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's silly the way that they can act at times. But anywho, so I saw the post on Facebook, and Matt Frank even made a post about it. He seems to be Team Superman as well, or not really. Like, he likes Godzilla more, but he's like, "I'm pretty sure Superman could just throw Godzilla into the sun," which he could, just throwing that out there. The feats of strength, which I'm going to get to later on in the episode, between Godzilla and Superman are incomparable. Like, Godzilla does not come close to the feats of strength that Superman has shown since his first appearance in the 30s with Action Comics number one. But anywho, so I saw it on Facebook. I was like, let me check out the comments. Let me see how people are feeling about this, if they're excited about this. And it was unreal. I saw two things that really, really kind of like surprised me. And I'm not trying to sound ugly by one of the things that I'm fixing to say, but I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. It's unreal to me how uneducated so many Godzilla fans are about Godzilla. Like, they just make these bland blanket statements that make zero sense to me. And like, it was on a Godzilla page, obviously, that I saw this. And so it didn't surprise me that there was going to be a lot of pro-Godzilla people going into this matchup. But at the level of some of the things that they were saying, I was just like, what in the world? Like, one, they're completely overselling Godzilla. And two, they are completely underestimating Superman. Like, tell me you've never read a Superman comic without telling me you've never read a Superman comic. And one of the ways to do that is to say that Godzilla can beat Superman in a fight. That's just all it is to it. I'm not trying to ruffle any feathers. I mean, I'm very well versed in both characters. I've told people before, there are three fandoms that I have been a fan of longer than anything else in my life. Everyone knows how I became a Godzilla fan was because of 1962's King Kong versus Godzilla, because my dad knew that I was a King Kong fan, and so he got me the movie so that I could watch a King Kong movie. And it ended up being the first Godzilla film that I had ever seen, and so it started me on a path of liking Godzilla, being introduced to the Showa-era Godzilla and all that kind of stuff. That's number three. Number two is King Kong, because everyone knows that story. I saw it in a hotel room and all of that stuff. The number one fandom that I have been a fan of, to this day, it still stands, that it's my number one fandom, I'm a bigger fan of this than anything else that I'm into, is Superman. It has always been that way. It will always be that way. I am a massive Superman fan. I have merchandise. I have statues. I have action figures. I have figures currently on pre-order. I have probably more Superman t-shirts than I do any other t-shirt that I have. I have every piece of media like Superman. I'm talking like the George Reeves Superman, the old Kirk Allen serials for Superman, which it always bugs me when people leave Kirk Allen out of the Superman conversation when they do like pictures of everyone that's played Superman. For some reason, they always leave Kirk Allen out, and that aggravates me because he was the first person to portray Superman in live action. And so it aggravates me that they leave him out. But I have the two Kirk Allen serials on DVD. I have the entire George Reeves, like the Adventures of Superman show on DVD. Superboy, I have that on physical media. I have all the Zack Snyder stuff concerning Superman, you know, like Man of Steel, BVS, Zack Snyder's Justice League, and a number of other like DC Comics things. I have a massive box set of, it was like a collector's edition, comes in this massive steel book of the Christopher Reeve Superman films that contains all of the Christopher Reeve Superman films. The theatrical version of Superman the movie, the TV extended version of Superman the movie, the theatrical cut to Superman 2, the Richard Donner cut of Superman 2, and then Superman 3 and 4. I saw Superman Returns in theaters. I own it as well on physical media. I have the novelization to Superman Returns. I have an original novel that was written in the 80s, I believe, that takes place in the Christopher Reeve universe. It's just an original story that takes place in the Christopher Reeve universe. As far as comic books go, I have an uninterrupted, complete run of Superman, and I'm talking all of his titles. Superman, Man of Steel, Action Comics, all of that stuff. I have an uninterrupted run. That means every single issue of Superman in a collected volume, like, you know, graphic novels and stuff. I have single issues of a lot of it, but in a collected form in graphic novels, I have an uninterrupted run of Superman, all of his titles, from like 1992 until about 2021. That's nearly 30 years of Superman comics that I have completely uninterrupted. And that's just a completely uninterrupted one. I can't tell you how many I have of, like, Golden Age Superman collected volumes. They're called archives. And like that starts from Action Comics number one in 1938 and goes on to, collects all of the Action Comics that he was in. I have archives of Superman, just whenever he got his actual first title, which was called Superman. I have just shelves upon shelves upon shelves of Superman stuff. I am very well versed in Superman. And I'm telling y'all right now, if we're talking just straight up base Superman versus base Godzilla, like Godzilla not being, nuclear, Superman, no kryptonite involved or anything. We're talking about just regular, like if Superman and Godzilla encountered each other, there's, Godzilla's destroying New York City or Metropolis or something. They call Superman. Here he comes. It's time to fight. Godzilla is getting wrecked. He is getting wrecked. It's not even going to be a contest. And going back to the Facebook post, is that whenever I saw people commenting some of the things that they were commenting, I was just like, where is that coming from? Like, where did they get their information from? I'm going to talk about something. I'm going to mention one of the comments, and then I'm going to debunk something, a very big misconception about Superman, okay? So this commenter put on there that Superman is weak against magic. Godzilla's heat ray is magic, therefore his heat ray would obliterate Superman. First of all, Godzilla's atomic breath is not magic. There is nothing magical about his atomic breath. It is literally a release of pure atomic energy. That's what it is. It's a concentrated, like, radiation heat beam, basically. There's nothing magic about that. And the misconception that I'm going to debunk is that Superman is not weak against magic. Superman is affected by magic in the same way that anybody else is affected by magic. His Kryptonian blood and his ability to absorb solar radiation does not protect him from magical spells and things like that. So when people say Superman is weak against magic, they say it as if, like, if somebody just, like, pulls a rabbit out of a hat, he's gonna collapse or something like that. He is not weak against magic. It just merely affects him the same way it affects everybody else. So instead of saying he's weak to magic, it's really more appropriate to say he is not invulnerable to magic. Like, he's invulnerable to so many other things. Now, as far as, like, the actual matchup would go between Godzilla versus Superman, and I'm going to talk about how I think the series is going to go, once it comes out and all of that kind of stuff. Well, let's talk about feats of strength, shall we? Now, one person in the comment section tried to talk about it as a flex that in 2021's Godzilla vs. Kong, Godzilla was able to blast a hole all the way down to the hollow earth with his atomic breath, which he was. It is a very incredible feat. It's one of the best feats that Godzilla has. It's pretty great. It really is. It does not compare to what Superman has done. It does not. I'm going to talk about just a handful of things that Superman has done in the comics that lets you know that blasting a hole down to Hollow Earth really is not, would not be that impressive to him. One of the first things that I'm going to say is that Superman in the comics has held a black hole in his hands, a compressed black hole. Do you think Godzilla could do that? Like, he held a black hole in his hands, guys. Like, that's almost weird to even say that someone would be capable of doing that. Let's talk about another feat that Superman has done. I can't remember the exact comic. and the exact circumstances behind it. But there was a book in DC Comics, and I believe that it had an infinite amount of pages or something like that, to where like it was basically stated that the book had infinite weight. There was no limit to its weight or something like that. Now, even though Superman had assistance in doing so, he picked the book up. Okay? Something that had an infinite amount of weight, Superman picked it up. So that should pretty much let anyone know that if he is capable of picking up a book with an infinite amount of weight, that means that his limits are infinite. He has no limit that can be reached if he was capable of doing that. Okay? Let's do something a little bit more similar to where people were like, well, Godzilla blasted a hole to the center of, to the hollow earth and everything. Okay, that's cool. In the comic book arc called For Tomorrow, it's one of the most renowned Superman stories of all time. It's one of my personal favorites. I can't remember the exact reasons behind it, but there was a planet out in a different galaxy that needed to be destroyed. And it was being contemplated how they were going to destroy it. And Superman was basically like, I got this. And they were like, how are you going to do it? And he takes off, flying across the galaxies to get to this planet. While he's flying, he gets to light speed, or I think it was near light speed. Finds the planet that he's supposed to destroy and just kept flying and flew through it and destroyed it. One hit. One hit. He destroyed a planet simply by flying through it. Okay, let's go into the movies to talk about a feat of strength that he has. Superman Returns, that came out in 2006. He picked up a continent that was infused with kryptonite, so he wasn't even at full strength whenever he did so. Picked it up and flew it into outer space. Not to mention, in order for him to pick up the continent, he had to get under the continent. How did he do that? He was flying towards the ground, using his heat vision to weaken the ground a little bit, and then blasted through the ground, got underneath the continent, and then picked it up. So he is also capable of blasting holes into the earth with his little itty bitty heat ray, his heat ray from his eyes, eye beams, if you want to call them that. Spacing on what they're actually called. And the last little bit, the last feat that I'm going to mention that Superman has done during the New 52, and this happened from, I'd say around 2012, it's issue number 13 of the regular Superman title of the New 52, after DC Comics rebooted their entire universe, revamped a lot of the characters, gave them new costumes, new outfits, and all of that kind of stuff. And Superman got a reboot, different origin story, just they just rebooted everything. It's all been set back to normal now, but at the time, like, it was a big reboot, and they were like, well, this is how it's going to be from now on, and it wasn't. But anywho, Superman in this particular arc, he wanted to test his limits. He wanted to test what he was capable of and all of that, all right? And so one of the ways that he decided to test what he was capable of, he went to another planet and he found this girl that he knew, some alien girl, and she had a machine that she hooked up to both of his arms, both of his legs. And he was able to like move the pieces almost as if like he's bench pressing, as well as like picking up his legs and everything. And there's resistance that's met. And she was able to increase the weight tremendously. And he wanted to test his limits to see just how far he could go. Now, when this issue began, it pretty much stated, he asked, what was the weight of that the machine was pushing out at the time? And she told him, I think it was 6 quintillion tons. I think it was quintillion. Whatever the number amount is, it was the weight of the planet Earth. Okay? The weight of this planet that we live on. Like, that's what he was bench pressing on that machine with his arms, as well as his legs, and all, like, his arms and legs were moving independently of one another. So it's not like he was using all four to do, like, a bench press motion or something. He's moving them all independently. So basically, his right arm and his left arm are each independently capable of lifting the weight of the planet. The same thing with his left and right legs, okay? That's just how the machine is designed. He asked, could the machine go higher? She said, no, it was at its limit. So he said, well, there's no point in continuing this because if the machine is maxed out, I can't test my true limits. Let's go on ahead and stop. And so he stopped. It is revealed that he had been doing that for 6 days straight. No breaks. No, well, let me get some water. Let me take a breather or something like that. He did it for no sleep. He did it for 6 days straight. The particular area that he was in, he was away from a yellow sun. He gets his powers by absorbing yellow sun radiation. And whenever he's away from that radiation, he's slowly losing his strength. He's slowly going down in power and all of that. So he was away from a yellow sun. So he was steadily getting weaker. Still bench pressed the weight of the planet for 6 days. Not to mention, and this is probably the biggest thing about it to show you just how effortless this was for him, is that whenever he got unhooked from the machine and he's getting dressed because he just, you know, he just didn't have a shirt on or anything, and he's like getting dressed and all of that, the woman comes up to him and points up at his forehead. He had a single bead of sweat on his brow. He brushed it away, looked at it, and then said, I cannot remember the last time I've sweat. The dude bench pressed the weight of the planet for 6 days while getting weakened and only had one bead of sweat come down his brow, and he was surprised by this. Okay? That's all the feats of strength that I'm going to list for Superman. It is not a contest. Superman would obliterate Godzilla. He would, like, Godzilla would die. I'm not saying, you know, like, well, Godzilla is capable of regeneration and all of that. So, but one of the only ways that Superman would legitimately be able to really kill Godzilla would be to hurl him into the sun. And it is something that he is capable of doing. He is 100% capable of doing. I just told you guys, he bench pressed the weight of the planet for 6 days straight. You think he couldn't just grab Godzilla by his tail and sling him up into that yellow sun? Oh, he would do it in a heartbeat. But Superman likely would be able to pick up that there's something wrong with Godzilla and he wouldn't kill him. Superman would most likely just grab him and go relocate him to another planet. That's most likely what Superman would do, because Superman does not kill his opponents very, very often. No matter how ravaging or dangerous they are, he will lock them up. He will relocate them to another planet. He'll banish them to the Phantom Zone. Now that I'm really thinking about it, that's probably where he would put Godzilla. He would probably banish him to the Phantom Zone, which is an alternate dimension. He's put many villains into the Phantom Zone, and that's likely where he would put Godzilla. Like, guys, it's not a contest. It's really not. And again, I'm not trying to speak with any type of authority or anything like that. It's just I'm very well versed in both characters. I know what both characters are capable of. I've been a fan of both characters. I'm 36 years old. I've been a fan of both characters for at least 35 years apiece. Okay? Like, if you have a disagreement and you want to talk about it, I'm more than willing to talk to you about it, as long as things stay respectful and you do not attack me or resort to just insulting me and all that kind of stuff. Like, if you want to debate, we can debate. I've got no problem with that. I very much enjoy debating and all of that, as long as it actually stays on point and is a debate. So if you want to talk about it, the potential Godzilla versus Superman matchup, well, it's not potential, it's happening. It's going to happen in October. We're going to get this fight. And if you want to talk about it, just feel free to message me on any of my social medias and I will talk to you about it. I've got no problem with it. Now, with all of that said, I understand how crossovers work. This is not the first time that crossovers have been done. There's literally been dozens upon dozens of crossovers in comics. There has been Superman and Batman has crossed over with the Alien and Predator franchise. Marvel and DC Comics have worked together numerous times. We have gotten a very terrible crossover that was simply called Marvel versus DC, that was 100% decided by fan votes as to who the fans thought would win the fights. They put Superman up against the Hulk, and Superman ended up winning the fight. Marvel acknowledged that Superman could beat the Hulk. They've had, in the 80s or whatever, there was another crossover that, again, Marvel acknowledged that Superman is stronger than the Hulk by having the Hulk pretty much lose his temper, come at Superman, and Superman says something along the lines of, like, this has been kind of fun or something like that, but you need to know that if I decide I'm not going to move, I won't move. Hulk punched him square in the chest. Superman did not flinch. Marvel acknowledged this. This was an official crossover between Marvel and DC. And Marvel 100% acknowledged that if Superman did not want to move from a punch from the Hulk, it would have zero effect on him. The latest crossover that we've had is something called the JLA, Justice League of America, versus the Avengers. This particular story is a very good story. I really like this. I own it in a collected volume. It's better than most crossovers. Crossovers can generally be kind of hokey and, you know, not taken very seriously or something like that. This book was taken so seriously. I don't know if it still is just because of the amount of reboots that's happened since then, but before a bunch of reboots started happening, this story, JLA versus the Avengers, was officially recognized as canon by both companies. In this particular story, Superman went up against Thor, showcasing his strength yet again. And again, this was canon to Marvel, so Marvel acknowledged that Superman was capable of this, that while Superman and Thor are fighting, Thor goes to hit Superman with his hammer. Superman catches the hammer and stops it midair. Not because he was worthy of lifting Mjolnir, because Marvel acknowledged that Superman had such a level of physical strength, he was able to stop Mjolnir midair. I don't know how much more clear I can make it that Superman is quite possibly, like, he should be in the top five of all fictional characters of all time, the physically strongest character. He should be in the top five. Like, it's unreal the amount of things that Superman has done over his history since the 1930s. But anywho, let's get to talking more about the crossover itself, okay? They're going to nerf Superman. They're going to. It's as simple as that. Because I sincerely hope the writers of this comic are not going to be ignorant enough to just simply have Godzilla and Kong is in this as well, that they can just trade blows with Superman like it's nothing. Now, there are a number of ways that they can nerf Superman. Superman has been nerfed before. Back in the 70s, I believe it was 1976, it was the very first official modern crossover of modern superheroes that was ever done between Marvel and DC Comics. And that issue, it was a one-shot issue, and it was called Superman versus the Amazing Spider-Man. Now, anyone that just looks at that matchup point blank will tell you that Superman's going to mop the floor with Spider-Man. Spider-Man's going to be a blood stain on the pavement by the time Superman's done with him. Okay? Anyone who's read at least two issues of either character will tell you that. Like, there's no comparison to the two and what they're capable of doing. There's just not. But how they made the story compelling is that the two villains that teamed up in the issue, it's been many, many years. I have not read this issue since I was about probably 19, 20 years old. So we're looking at 16, 17 years or so since I've read this. But I believe it was Lex Luthor and Doc Ock that teamed up and pitted Mary Jane and Lois Lane get kidnapped. Superman is under the impression that Spider-Man had something to do with it, so he goes after Spider-Man. To make the fight fair, in the story, they made it to where Lex Luthor hit both Superman and Spider-Man with a ray gun. I believe it was for red solar radiation, because just as yellow suns give Superman power, red suns take that power away. So that's what he hit Superman and Spider-Man with. And because he hit Superman with it, it nerfed him. It brought down his powers severely in all of that. That's just what it did. For some reason, it had a different effect on Spider-Man and brought his strength up. So they weakened down Superman, they powered Spider-Man up, and then they had their fight. Now, later on in the fight, the ray, its effects wear off, Superman gets his powers back, Spider-Man loses his powers that he had gotten from the heat ray, and there's a funny little panel to where, like, Spider-Man just starts, he comes and punches Superman in the chest, and Superman just stares at him, and he's like, you know, he's like, that didn't hurt. So Spider-Man just starts waylaying on him and everything, and Superman's just standing there, just staring at him, and, Spider-Man said something along the lines of, like, well, I guess my power boost is gone, you know, or something like that. And Superman's like, yeah. And then in typical crossover fashion, they, you know, they had their fight and now they're going to realize, oh, we have a common enemy. And then they team up and they take down the bad guys. Okay, so this has happened before. They have nerfed Superman before to make a fight seem more compelling. Okay, that's just what they did. And that's most likely what's going to happen in this comic. And I believe how it's going to happen is that depending on the writer, you know, because there's a lot of contradictions that has happened over the years in DC Comics. Depending on the writer, there have been times where a nuclear warhead has gone off in the general area of Superman and it really did not have an effect on him. There have been other times that a nuclear warhead has gone off and it very severely affected him. So they're most likely, like, atomic energy obviously has, it can have some type of negative effect on Superman. And that's likely what they're going to go with this comic, because Godzilla puts off nuclear radiation. And so they'll make it to where, like, if Superman gets near him, it will have very catastrophic effects on him and nerf him severely, to where he cannot do many of the feats of strength that he has, and it will even the playing field severely between him and Godzilla. I would be 100% cool with that, because like I said, base level versus base level, Godzilla is getting destroyed. It's as simple as that. If they nerf Superman, I'll be much more cool with that. I sincerely hope that they nerf Superman and that they do not, I believe I started this statement earlier and it didn't go anywhere, but I hope that the writers are not ignorant enough to just bring Godzilla and Kong to Superman's level, because it just won't make any sense. It will not make any sense, because then you're going to basically say, so Godzilla and Kong are both capable of holding a black hole in their hands, of bench pressing the weight of the planet for 6 days straight. Like, they're both capable of that now. The much more logical reason or way to do it is that they're going to depower Superman severely so that this fight can take place. I'm looking forward to the comic. I want to see what happens. I want to see how it plays out and all of that. Let me know what you think about the comic and all of that. Like, you know, I'm very interested to see how it's going to happen, how it's going to play out and all of that. So if you want to discuss this with me or debate with me, the idea of Godzilla versus Superman, by all means, reach out to me on any of my social medias. On Facebook, I'm Kaiju Carnage, a Godzilla / King Kong podcast. I have a Godzilla Ultima fan page. And on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, I am Cal, the Kaiju guy. So, alrighty guys, that pretty much does it for today's episode. I just wanted to talk about that. So, again, let's go ahead and say a week from today, I will be doing the film 65. It is the dinosaur movie starring Adam Driver, in which humanity comes to Earth 65 million years ago, and they become Adam Driver's character and this little girl, I don't know her name, they become the first humans on Earth and all of that, from what I gather. I still haven't seen the film, but I do have it, by the way. But yeah, so alrighty guys, again, if you want to debate me on this, Godzilla versus Superman, just reach out to me. I'm more than willing to talk about it with you guys as long as we keep things respectful and civil and all of that kind of stuff. If you attempt to just come in like, oh, you're stupid and all that kind of stuff, I'm just not going to mess with you. I'm not. It's not worth my time. So, alrighty guys, thank you guys for all the support and everything. Hopefully I'll be able to put out an episode Monday for the Kaijurama and all of that, and we'll see y'all next Saturday for 65 starring Adam Driver. So, alrighty guys, we'll catch y'all next time. This is Kyle the Kaiju Guy signing out.